What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, for our out and about this week, I've wandered down to Sandyford in South Dublin, where I'm meeting brother and sisters who've set up their own food business, Gourmet Fuel, which combines culinary arts with food science and aims to bring healthy food to people who may not have the time to sort it out for themselves. I'm very pleased to meet Robert and Emma Buckley to hear the story of Gourmet Fuel. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, even though there's only two of us here, but great to be here in Sandyford and to find out for our listeners about this business. Rob, we might start with you. Tell us about how this business came about, the evolution of Gourmet Fuel, and just maybe a little bit about the journey along the way.
Sure. Myself and Emma set up the business in 2014 when we were looking at getting into business together. What type of food business could we do? We saw demand for online meal plans in other countries, and we had the capability of producing something like that here in Ireland. So we sat down, we worked out a system and how we would create meals to very specific calorie sizes that offered health benefits. And with Emma's expertise in nutrition, we could combine those to create meal plans for people that could achieve health goals, whatever they might be, from weight loss to athletic performance, recovery from injury or rehabilitation from hospital. So the whole idea was to create a range of meals that could be combined in any particular way to suit an individual. And so we created that business. We set up our facilities here in Sandyford with our own kitchens and created the website that would allow people pick and choose the type of things that they wanted. And thankfully, we haven't looked back so far. Emma is an very experienced nutritionist and has a wealth of knowledge.
I was just going to ask Emma about that angle of the business. Emma, you're a qualified nutritionist and you applied your trade early on in the USA. So a lot of your learnings over there on the nutritional side of things you've brought to this business.
Yeah, I feel like I've been doing this like 20, long, long time, anyway, 20 years, and started here in Ireland, but then moved over to the US. And I learned so much about food preparation, different trends, different ways of eating, different styles of eating. And, you know, I was able to, you know, luckily enough, I was privileged to work with a lot of dietitians and doctors and medical professionals in the States. And yeah, I learned so much. I brought it back here to Ireland. And Rob said to me, you know, maybe we could do something along the lines of meal prep delivery, you know. And I said to him, good few companies in the US doing it. But I was kind of struggling with, well, how are we going to make sure that the quality is going to be high end and we'll get over, you know, through my quality checks, you know, how are we going to do? How are we going to sell a week's worth of food to somebody and deliver it from the tippy top of Donegal down to the bottom of Kerry? Like, how are we going to do that and ensure that the quality is there? And yeah, it was a challenge, but luckily we found the solution.
And how do you do actually that when you say, you know, making sure that you give somebody something for a week, the geographical area that you cover, all those kind of, I suppose, are logistical challenges.
They're logistical challenges, they're food science challenges, really. It's all about the time and temperature that, you know yourself, Bobby, that, you know, food, the safety of it is all about time and temperature. So if we get up to good quality or good temperatures and we chill them down quickly enough and we keep them chilled and we make sure that the delivery is done within a certain time frame, then we can achieve a good shelf life out of those meals. And then the customer definitely will be able to enjoy 5 to 7 days of meals.
We'll go downstairs and have a look at operations now in a minute. But just before we do that, how do you actually narrow, and maybe this is the wrong word, but how do you keep the range I suppose, short enough that you can make a profit. In other words, how do you sort of keep the menu right-sized to ensure profitability?
That's the best question today. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. So when we started our business, we had to look at how can we firstly build a recipe. How do we understand ingredients by each element within it? And so it wasn't easy to find a system out there. So we had to create our own. So over the last 6-7 years now, we have fine-tuned and developed our own system, which understands every ingredient by the gram. And that allows us within our system build recipes out to very specific calorie sizes.
Okay.
So when you think about a dish like a beef chili with rice, there's actually two recipes there. So we create a range of sub recipes, and then we can combine them with other sub recipes to create lots of different dishes. So how do we cater for omnivores, vegetarians, vegans, pescatarians, and a whole range of other different types of eating preferences? It's by understanding those ingredients, which tells us the composition of each meal, and by the clever combination of different sub recipes, we can create meals that suit a wide range of people.
I get that completely. So you're basically, the customer is defining the production process.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's go and have a look downstairs. This is fascinating. Stand by, folks. The culinary man, and there's always a culinary person driving every operation, is Andy. Andy, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm very impressed with this operation, Andy. And again, you've got a real, you've embraced technology from the website that drives the process of your orders. Everything flows around in a very cool sort of circle. But this is a very, very impressive operation. Did you develop this along with Rob and Emma?
I did, yeah. I mean, initially Rob and Emma would have set the business up and I came on board quite early on. But in terms of the systems and the flows of production between myself, Rob and Emma, we came up with it together. But definitely highly involved in the flow and the setup of the business from the start. And then began to evolve and push forward as we got busier and busier year on year.
And there's a lot of staff here. You're working 7 days a week on production, so the place effectively never closes. What are your typical challenges on a day-to-day basis?
Time and pressure is obviously the biggest pressure. As busy as we are, we need to be as efficient as we can be to get the processes done in the correct way. Yeah. All we want is satisfied customers with really good food at the end of it. So we've plenty of challenges. You come up against new, fresh ones day in, day out. You know?
Good man. Well, listen, you have a good attitude. Yeah. Just back to Rob and Emma then, I suppose. I've been really, really blown away by the ergonomics of what you've got going on here. It's well thought through. The technology, Rob, driving the business, I presume you're looking back at that now saying that was probably the best money we ever spent.
Yeah, very much so. What we're very proud of the system that we had to build because we couldn't find one. And now, with the years of trading behind us, we can see how efficient a process we've actually managed to create. I mean, what our customers always want to know is how economical we are, how environmentally friendly we are, and nobody likes to see waste.
Last word to you, Emma. The pandemic has been challenging for everybody, for lots of business, but my sneaking suspicion is that the pandemic and the, I suppose, whole environment around the pandemic has maybe been a positive for this business.
It has indeed. I think initially, you know, everyone was worried, would we have a business? Would we be closed down? Would we have to shutter? You know, but it turns out that being an essential business was great for us in terms of our operations. But for people who were really worried about their mom or their dad or their sister or whatever, we had people from Australia and Canada and America contact us saying their sisters just had a baby, I need to get food to them or whatever. And we were able to immediately take their order and fulfill that order and made sure that their loved ones got their meals, you know, when they needed it. And it was a lifesaver for so many people. And initially it was the care packages that we saw, but then also people, and as Rob said earlier, you know, people come to us for health reasons or whatever, weight issues or whatever, but generally people stay with us. Like, we still have the same customers we started out with. That's in great. January 2015, genuinely, like, hand on heart, we still have the same people week in, week out, 7 days a week. People come to us for a health reason initially, but stay with us because of the convenience and the consistency and the quality that we provide. And also, you know, we will always do our best to make sure that the customer and our treasured clients will get what they want out of the service that we provide. We will go above and beyond all the time to resolve any issues that they may have. But, you know, we are so grateful that we have the ability to provide this kind of service to people who really needed it in their time of need, like the pandemic. And now, luckily, that, you know, we've got customers, hopefully, for life.
Well, look, it's been an eye-opener for me here this morning. Thank you to Rob, to Emma, indeed, and thank you to Andy. Thanks for showing us around. This is a great business.
Bobby, we have a bag of food for you.
Oh, love that too. I hope it's under 600 calories. You know me. wouldn't like to be gorging out on anything I shouldn't. But this is a great business, folks. It's called Gourmet Fuel. It's out here in Sandyford, and quite a revelation here this morning. So thank you indeed.
Thanks, Bobby.